The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 273, Helter Skelter.
Are you saying that multiple ships are transmitting the alien ship's transponder code?
Yeah, that's affirmative. We have no idea which one is Hanukkah.
And we have to maintain our pursuit of the shuttle. Simon, stand by for instructions.
Standing by.
Georgia, based on the trajectory of the alien craft and the closest habitable moon, can you plot a possible course for the Prometheus to take?
Calculating. Continue present course. I am sending a thermal image taken by Titan City Air Traffic Control. You will be able to compare this image with any craft you encounter.
Did you copy that?
We copy.
I have the image and we'll begin a search of spacecraft that we encounter.
Are you close to the shuttle yet?
We have it on radar. We're closing rapidly. We'll inform you once we've captured it and brought it aboard.
Excellent. We will proceed on course.
Tam, resume helm duties. Georgia, prepare to disengage autopilot.
Shuttle is holding course and speed.
I have the controls.
Georgia, resume normal flight operations.
Autopilot disengaged.
Radar sweep is not showing any vessels in the areas. If this is an ambush, it's well hidden.
Given what Hanukkah just did with all the decoys, I say you can rule out any ambush.
Then who are we chasing? I don't know any captain that would be willing to give up his shuttle.
If it were me, I'd give my opponent a choice. Either come after me or save your companion.
Companion? You think Joe Mack is on that shuttle?
No, they did it to him once before. Georgia, are you able to detect any life forms aboard?
Not at this time. The shuttle is still out of infrared range. It is also shielded.
If he is in there, I hope for his sake that they left the life support on.
If they didn't, it won't be a pretty sight when we open up the hatch.
That's something out of our control. We can't worry about that. What we can do is be ready to capture the shuttle and get it into the Mercury shuttle bay.
I'll handle the capture. Slane, I'll need you to suit up and guide the shuttle in. Once we pressurize, you'll go in and see if Joe Mack's there or if it's empty.
Since you have a visual on the shuttle, I'll go now and get suited up. Captain Tam, you have navigation.
Roger that. I've got it.
Slane, advise me when you're fully suited up and in the shuttle bay. As soon as you're secure, we'll resume zero-G operations for shuttle capture.
Aye, aye.
Jaffra, I'm concerned about bringing the shuttle on board. If Joe Mack is in there, I certainly want to rescue him.
What are your concerns, Captain Tam?
The last time we took a drifting shuttle on board, it almost blew up.
Georgia, you said the shuttle is shielded. Would you be able to detect if there was a bomb on board?
Once we make physical contact with the capture, I will be better able to analyze the contents.
Would you also be able to detect if there were any life forms aboard?
Yes.
Excellent. Captain Tam, any change in the shuttle's direction or speed?
Negative. He's steady as he goes.
Mercury to Prometheus.
This is the Prometheus. Go ahead.
We're rapidly closing in on the shuttlecraft. Have you been able to eliminate any of the bogus transponder signals?
Four of them came into range and we were able to eliminate them. A couple backtracked, and we've chosen to disregard them. We can always leave them to you once you've completed your mission.
Slane is currently prepping in the launch bay. Once we retrieve the shuttle, we'll set a course for your location. Georgia will analyze the contents while we're en route.
Excellent plan. The last thing you need is another exploding shuttle.
That's affirmative. We'll contact you after capture.
We'll be waiting.
You guys didn't need to come up here. I was on my way down.
When you messaged that you found something interesting, we couldn't wait.
Yeah, so what do you have?
I did some digging on our dry cleaner owners and found something that might interest you, Kate.
I'm listening.
I looked at the people who sponsored their application for a business license, and it turns out to be the same person they listed as a family on the immigration papers.
Since my job at Homeland is agent support, I'm listening even more.
Does the name Quo mean anything to you?
Of course it does. Barnes and I investigated a fire at his apartment. He turned out to be some sort of spy. Were there any other names that showed up?
Just one. A Miss Wei Wong.
That's a name that's very familiar to me. Thanks. This will help a lot.
Other than those two names, did you come up with anything else on the two goners?
I couldn't find anything on them in Florida, except that they go for a couple weeks each year. It's never at the same place. They make their travel arrangements to a travel agency and pay with a company check. They live above the cleaner, so not much was left of their belongings.
Good stuff. Guess that's why we call you Detective Hernandez.
I can take this information back to Homeland and run with it. We may have more records on Quo and Wong.
All right, I'll keep digging. Just let me know if you can find something we can use.
Don't worry. I've been on the other side enough to know not to withhold anything from local law enforcement. We can accomplish so much more when we work together.
Thanks, Kate. I appreciate that.
Let's get back to our puzzle.
Let me know if you come up with something new.
Will do, and you do the same.
I can't believe this.
It was all I could do to remain calm when it dropped those names from the past. I mean, how did you hold it together when he said Wei Wong's name?
I know! That woman almost killed me in Sweden!
Yeah, if Soren hadn't pretended to kidnap you, I don't think we'd be in the elevator chatting right now.
This just became an IDF case. Once again, we'll have to do the delicate balancing act between the IDF and the SIS.
And the rest of the world. Wei is in prison. Do you think there's any chance you could get any info out of her?
Not a chance. People like her would choose death over dishonor. But at least we know that we're dealing with rage.
We'll need to get Pyramid in on this.
Without a doubt. We need to find these two owners. Someone might be taking a trip to Florida. They may still have a backup mission, even though theirs was compromised.
They're a part of Wong's gang, you know they do.
If we're lucky, they were the ones spearheading this DC plot.
I thought you pretty much brought down Wong and her gang in Stockholm.
Soren and I did, but they must have been part of her gang before we got there. They may have left prior to our involvement.
Everyone we know is in jail, and we also know, like you said, they would die before talking.
I really wish Soren hadn't retired. I could use his input. Unfortunately, he made himself scarce somewhere in the deep woods of Norway. I'd better let Holiday know what we found. Maybe he can track the owners down.
Holiday?
Director, this is Kate. We're going to need the might of Homeland and the IDF.
Sounds like you found something.
Actually, it was Hernandez, which is why we need to keep a low profile on this one.
So, what is it you have?
As you know, the owners of the dry cleaning facility were in Florida at the time of the bombing.
Yeah, they were due back today. And from what I've heard, they never boarded the plane.
That's correct. But the important thing is what Hernandez found.
Really?
Yes. It seems that two people who helped them with immigration and the business license are well known to us. In fact, we put them in prison.
Well now, that is interesting. Could we possibly be talking about Miss Wong and Mr. Quo?
Those would be the two. We think they were part of her gang before we busted them in Stockholm.
Do you think that there is a possibility that this is an old target and got shelved when Wong was arrested?
I think that's a distinct possibility. There may be no threat at all.
But then again, rage doesn't usually abandon terrorist plans. Someone else may have picked them up.
I think this was originally a Wong plan, and it failed after her arrest, and was then picked up by this couple.
If that's the case, then someone else will be picking up the job. You know, if it's the Pentagon, as you suspected, Thornton and Scarlett may have flushed out any inside help. They are currently pursuing the man who posed as Major Meredith.
Plus, the other person involved, Major Obarski, is in jail.
First things first, we need to find the owners. I'll get things going in Florida. In the meantime, you and Nelson continue with the case. I'll be getting back to you as soon as we find something.
Sounds good.
What have you found out about Windsor?
John Windsor, unlike his pseudo-character Meredith, did attend high school in Canandaigua.
So he was a Grey Wolf.
Actually, he was a Brave. Because of our modern-day effort to honor team names, Braves was considered inappropriate. So it was recently changed to Grey Wolves.
I can hear Bonzi right now. All these army posts changing names, sport teams, schools. He doesn't adjust very well.
I know. He's as old school as they come.
Don't forget, he was one of my students.
Well, I mean...
Don't worry about it. I agree with you. So, John was indeed a graduate of Canandaigua High School.
Canandaigua Academy? But yes, he graduated from here.
He had planned to attend college right down the road here in Canandaigua. How were his grades?
Sort of in the middle. Good grades, but nothing to brag about. Otherwise, he would not have gotten into college.
So it looks like it will boil down to his Uncle Joe or perhaps a classmate or two.
I'll work on that if you can meet with Samuels and find out more about his Uncle Joe.
I'll do that right now. Be back in a minute.
Okay. I'm going through the yearbook and seeing if any of his classmates are still in town.
All right, then.
Happy, come on in. How goes the investigation?
We could use your help.
Sure, what can we do for you?
We got very little from Blazy, so we think our next best bet is to talk to his Uncle Joe.
I can arrange something. Maybe you can get further with him than investigators did back in the day.
We're more interested in finding out about his personality, especially if he was having any personal problems.
Nothing stood out when he was initially interviewed.
It's been my experience that as time goes by, people get reflective and remember more. We often hear, how did I not see that?
Well, for your sake, I hope that's what you hear. I'll get something set up soon.
Thanks. Let me get back to it then.
So how'd it go?
He wasn't very enthusiastic about us getting anything from the uncle. But he'll set up the meeting. How about you? Find anything yet?
I've been going through his yearbook and found some photos of him. Here, check this out.
Oh yeah, I see. That's definitely Madge Meredith. Find any schoolmates who's still around?
I may have. This is Sandy Summers, his prom date. If we get lucky, she's still nearby.
Until we get a meeting with Uncle Joe, let's make her a priority.
If she was his prom date, there's a good chance they had some sort of relationship.
That's something we could really use. A romantic interest. Maybe he shared personal facts with her.
But that's something we would have to approach with caution. This Sandy is probably married and wouldn't want us digging up skeletons from her closet.
Also, we'd be telling her that the federal government is looking for him as a deserter, and maybe more. That might be too upsetting.
Let me be the one to contact her. Maybe she'd be more comfortable talking to me.
Sounds like a plan. Let's go through this yearbook some more. Maybe we can see if he played sports or was any kind of club. We need to talk to as many people as we can to develop a good profile on him.
Welcome to the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois.
Where's the pizza stand? Surely they'd have one at the airport to greet travelers.
Now, why would you think they'd do that?
When I went to Vegas, there were slot machines at the airport.
I'm sure there's a restaurant here somewhere, but we don't have time for that. Looks like McMillan is headed straight for the car rental.
What do you want to do?
Well, since he's never seen me, I'll stand in line behind him while you go out to the parking area.
Ah, you want me to identify his car and get the tag number, right?
Hey, you're catching on pretty quick there, Sam.
What happens if he goes to some remote area? He'd know that he was being followed.
As we say, we'll have to cross that bridge if we come to it.
A bridge? What bridge?
I know,
just a saying. You people speak in a very cryptic language.
So you don't have a lot of idioms in Honganese?
No, but we do have a lot of idiots. Does that count?
I suppose so. Okay, there's the rental desk. Put your earpiece in, we'll test it.
Okay, got it right here. Go ahead to the counter and I'll head out. We can test it.
How do you read me?
Like a book. How about me?
Like a menu. All right, he's at the counter. I'll be approaching and can't talk.
Really? Is that my treat for the day?
Ha ha, you're so funny. Now get into position.
I'm outside, heading for the rental lot.
Okay, I'm about to step up to the counter. He's leaving. I'll be out shortly.
Roger that. I'll be watching for him.
I'm on my way out. Did you get his plates?
Got him. Plus the make and color of his car. I see you now.
Head for the white car in the first row.
What? No fancy sports car?
Kind of hard to remain inconspicuous with that.
Let me have that tag number.
Here you go.
All right, let's go.
He can't get too far ahead of us. If he does, we can catch up with him on the interstate.
All right, now, can you get me out of here?
Not a problem. Just follow all the signs that point to 43 South, then it's a very short hop onto I-90 East, and we'll be taking exit 1C. That puts us on I-294 North for about a half hour.
That sounds simple enough.
Simple is as simple does, or something like that.
I get the picture.
This whole trip doesn't make much sense to me.
What in particular bothers you?
The whole thing. I mean, whatever they plan to do, they could have done it over the internet. I mean, this is the electronic age, not your 1940s.
That's funny.
Why is that funny?
Because when you first came to our planet, you went to St. Louis dressed like a Chicago mafia from the 40s.
Yeah, I know. Our intel was bad. We stuck out like sore thumbs. But we look pretty sharp. Here's our I-90 East exit.
You see McMillan's car?
Not yet. It's only a short distance to exit 1C. Once we're on I-294, we have about a 30-minute drive, so we should be able to pick him up.
I'm hoping he may stop somewhere and leave his vehicle. If he does, I brought a tracker you can put on his rental. We just have to remember to get it back before we leave.
Yes, now you're talking. Hey, maybe he'll get hungry and stop for a burger, or better yet, a Chicago pizza.
Sam, you are one in a million.
Marco, how many transponder pings are you getting now?
Almost more than I can count. They're fanning out in all directions.
Liam, maintain bearing and speed.
Roger that. I'll stay on our last plotted course.
I maintain that we hold course for the closest habitable moon. We can disregard any target that has a path into deep space.
I agree with Gabby. We have that one moon we identified earlier. He'll want feet on the ground as soon as possible.
You're right about that. You know, if they get on the ground, I'm sure they'll have help, otherwise they wouldn't be going there.
This is a tricky call. They could be headed out into space, hoping we'll do exactly what we're talking about. Even so, I believe heading for that moon is our best bet.
We still have the Mercury. Once they secure the shuttle, they can join the hunt. Plus, we have the shuttle for the Prometheus, and the Mercury will have two. That would give us 5 ships to use in pursuit of Hanukkah.
Do we have enough pilots for 5 ships?
Nate for the Mercury, Liam for the Prometheus.
Once the Mercury captures the shuttle the skipper's in, he could pilot that.
And Captain Tam and I could fly the other 2 shuttles.
We'll need to break down into teams if we get to that point.
I want to rejoin the skipper.
Since we're here together, I can join Gabby in the Prometheus shuttle.
I can remain here and assist Liam with navigation.
And Jaffra could stay with Nate.
That would just leave Captain Tam with Slane.
That means I'll be the only one needing a ship-to-ship transfer.
If there's adequate time for a transfer, we could do it. Otherwise, you stay here and assist Liam and Lenora. Now, if you can remember all that, send the information to the Mercury for their consideration.
On it.
That sounds good to me. We would have 5 ships to chase down these various targets.
The only drawback is if one of the shuttles encounters the alien frigate, they'd be outgunned.
Well, you met the same ship in a shuttle. You didn't seem to have any problems.
Okay, no disrespect towards Captain Tam and Jomak, but I was a fighter pilot in the IDF. They're captains of freighters.
Point well taken. We will make sure they understand their rules of engagement. That's if Jaffra agrees with this plan.
Well, you can start planning, because Jaffra just responded by message. Sounds good. Full speed ahead.
Is this my exit?
Yeah, exit 21 onto Half Day Road. That's an unusual name for a road. Only open from sunrise to noon?
Who knows? We're in Chicago. Fort Sheridan is right up ahead.
It must seem strange coming back here after the fort closed.
Almost every post I ever lived, served, or even the one I was born in has disappeared. Don't get me started.
There goes McMillan onto the exit. So at least he's headed where he said he was going.
Yes, so far. I just hope he doesn't go to some secluded place. He's passing government secrets. I'm sure he has his eyes in the back of his head.
Really? I dated a girl once with eyes in the back of her head.
Literally?
Yep. They were small, but effective. You had to be really careful what you did behind her back.
Sam, are you messing with me?
No, for real. I met her during an assignment on this little planet in the Boldabar system. It didn't work out.
Oh yeah? What happened?
She was cross-eyed and saw 2 of me and said that 1 of me had to go.
All right, you got me.
Sorry, but you Earth people have so many idioms in your language, I had to take advantage of that one. Okay, he's turning up ahead.
I got him. And that's interesting. He's turning into Exmoor Country Club.
Well, that's not good.
Why is that?
Because if he's meeting someone to play golf, there's no way we can follow them.
We'll have to take our chances. Look like he's pulling into the clubhouse. I'll park on the other side of the lot. If we're lucky, he's just meeting someone here and not playing around.
Playing around? On his wife?
No, Sam, playing around. A round of golf.
Oh, well, that's different.
I have a good view from here. Looks like he's definitely meeting somebody here.
What do you think? Blonde or redhead?
You're insinuating a woman. I don't think he'll be meeting anyone for a romantic rendezvous.
Yeah, that would be quite a commute for a lunch date.
All right, he's getting out of the car.
What's that in his hand?
Hold on, I'm going to zoom in. I can't tell. He's clutching something small.
I think I see someone headed his way. It's a big guy. Hey, wait a minute. Is that...
It is! It's the Russian arms dealer.
Why did the arms dealer meet with McMillan in Chicago after meeting in Annapolis? Will the plan to split up and search for Hanako work? Will Thornton and Scarlet meet with Windsor's classmates? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Comrade Escape Park.